Hi, everyone. This is DJ Todd, your host for It's a Man's World. Men tour in their world. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at radio.dominican.edu, where I will be discussing challenging issues such as relationships, money management, parenting, health and nutrition, and much more. So tune in every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to stay up to date to what's going on in a man's world at radio.dominican.edu. You see?
Yes, you do.
Your side.
Ooh, baby. Now you can depend on me to keep
things right.
Please don't bet that you'll ever escape me. Once I get my sights on you, I got a license to kill.
Good morning, and welcome to It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. And let me begin by saying happy birth of a new day. And as I always begin the show, I always have a nice word to say. Let us all enjoy our present of life by celebrating life, by sharing with others our presence in life, the present of being. Today is April the 3rd, 2013. We are here on Dominican University campus. A beautiful morning and a great day to be amongst the living. Once again, this is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to today's show, It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. We'll be right back. Welcome back to It's a Man's World, Men Sharing the World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. Thank you for tuning in today. Today is a very exciting day. We have a lot that we want to discuss with you about the nature of man and the state of man of where we are today. The reason for this show is that we would like to share, relate with others, the experience of life of being a male in society today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we discover what's new and exciting in a man's world. Yes, it is true, it's a man's world. But remember, it will mean nothing without a woman or a girl. Now is the time and segment where we're going to discuss topic for today, today's share. Real goodness and happiness comes from knowing and mastering oneself, realizing our divine nature, and follow the force of love. Truth and roses have thorns about them. So, with that said, we may have some things that we want to discuss with you, and it may seem as though that we're preaching or we're trying to put men down, but no, we're only relating and discussing what's going on in the man's world. Just like the statement I just wrote says that truth and roses have thorns about them. So, if you enjoy a rose, sit back and enjoy its scent of life as we tour what's going on in a man's world. Today we will be discussing in the following segments anger and how to prevent it and what is anger. So sit back and relax as we take you on the tour of a man's world. Welcome back to It's a Man's World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. And before the break, we promised that we're going to talk about a very important issue that I think is most effective in regards to what's going on with men's emotions. And I would like to begin one of many series that we have in store for you in the coming months and weeks and months, anger, what it is, and how do we control our anger? Before we begin, we must have a definition of anger. Anger simply is, according to Online Dictionary, doing my research here, it said, anger is a noun, a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. And some of the synonyms is wrath, ire, rage, dander, fury, and irritation. Are we all possible of anger? Yes, anyone's possible of anger. Anger can be positive and anger can also be negative. Let me give an analogy about positive anger. For those of you who said, how can someone be positive when they're angry? Take a sports athlete, for instance, a football player, basketball player. Let's take, per se, Michael Jordan. Back in the 80s and the mid-90s, Michael was a very fierce competitor. He would always take the ball to the hole. He would constantly get knocked down until one day he decided to take control of the situation. And he became what they call focused, driven. His adrenaline took over. So what is the difference between adrenaline and anger? They're basically both the same thing, in my opinion. One is that Michael had control. He was in control. He knew what he could and could not do. He used it for positive because he wanted to outscore his opponent. He wanted to outplay his opponent. So when the adrenaline kicked in, he became what they say angry, but they used the word adrenaline filled. So the negative side of anger is the displeasure, hostility. Being destructive, negative in your conversation, putting others down, and things of that nature. So there is a difference between anger and aggression and being in that zone, as I use Michael Jordan as an example. So there is anger about all of us. It's one of our basic emotions. So we try to control our anger as best as we can. But there's times when we just cannot do that. But if you do not understand what an emotion is, men, how can you control it? So do not be afraid of anger. Anger is there for a reason, either to teach you a lesson or to have you to achieve a goal that is very important in that situation. Yes, we all get angry. Yes, do I get angry? Yes, there are times that I do get angry, but I know how to control it now. I remember back in the day, I was always constantly showing negative part of anger until one day I decided to just look into it and try to get an understanding of what was going on in my inner psyche and what was going on in my world in terms of anger. Why was I showing so much disgust about life? Why was I so irritated? Why was I so disconnected and not having a clue of what's going on with my emotions? And what I found out is that I would been a victim of a male role belief system, a system that says that if I were to show any form of anger or weakness, that I was less than a boy or a man. But I'm not using that as an excuse and saying that, well, I've been victimized by society. No, I was ignorant. I was unaware of what was going on. And there are a lot of men today, boys, young boys as well, that are ignorant to emotions, especially anger. When you suppress your emotions, you have a tendency to allow it to build up. And at any given moment, on the slightest provocation, you erupt. No one quite understands. Well, he was just happy. He was just having a good time. What happened? Why did little Timmy flip out? Well, little Timmy was angry and didn't know why he was angry. Little Timmy was told that he could not show any type of emotion, especially anger, in regards to anything in life. As I stated in my previous segment, we talked about the male role belief system, but we did not really get into it. But within the coming weeks, we're really going to sit down and we're going to talk about the male role belief system. We're going to talk about the advantages of the male role belief system, and we're going to talk about the negative of the male role belief system. Well, McCleary, what is the male role belief system? It is a system designed as a format for men that really hinders men in their process in life. It hinders their ability to communicate with others effectively. It hinders their ability to show their emotions effectively. It also hinders their growth, and it causes them to reach out for other negative outlets in life to deal with the discomforts of life, the frustrations of life, and the dull feelings that they may be feeling in life. We all have our ups and downs. Life is filled with ebbs and flows. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But if you're not in tune with your emotions and have a true understanding of what emotions are, you will be a lost individual. And we do have today, unfortunately, a lot of lost males out there. They feel as though that they have no place in society, but because they do not understand their emotions. Well, one thing that I found out, even through my own discovery on this path that I've been on for the past 13 years, is that, hey, there are times when I do get upset, but now I'm in a position in life whereby I can control my anger. Better yet, I manage it effectively. I manage what I'm listening to, how it's affected me. I listen to my inner voice. How am I speaking to myself about the certain situation? And oftentimes I ask myself, what is the situation telling me? What is my emotions telling me? What is this anger telling me? Why is it here? If you're constantly fighting back something, you're resisting. And I simply had to yield to what was going on in my life, the anger, get into the root of my anger. And there were a lot of things that was causing my anger, some things I will not discuss over the air. But if you take a close look and careful examination of your own life and your situation, there is an answer there in regards to why you are angry or upset or uncomfortable with certain situations. So that is my take on anger for today. As I promised, I will deliver more in the coming future, in the upcoming future. So please bear with me as we take another music interlude, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is It's a Man's World, Men Two in Their World, with your host, Todd McCleary. We'll be right back. Please sit back and enjoy the music.
One more cycle, here we go again. Retreading every step we've been in. I could try to fix it if I go back, but I don't think they have anything like that. You can sing with me if you want. You can sing it with me if you want. You can sing with me if you want. You can sing it with me if you want. It's too bad that you don't run away. It's too bad that you're having a day. It's too bad that you're so fucking late. It's too bad.
Welcome back to It's a Man's World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. Before the break, we were discussing anger and defining it and giving some feedback on anger and how it affects male populations in society today. So now what we want to do, we want to start with the part one of controlling emotions and not letting emotions control you. Let us first begin with the topic of knowing your emotions. Through research, I found that there are a lot of men out there, it's women as well, but we're mainly geared towards men that do not even know what the basic emotions are. Survey that was concluded was taken, and it concludes that over 75% of the men that were surveyed said that they only knew joy, sadness, and fear was some of the emotions that they knew. And they do not know the basic emotions of just a human being. But that's for another subject. And we're really hoping and attempting to really draw your attention in to emotions and how they can work for our benefit in society. That they're not just there to make us feel a certain way or to act a certain way, but they're there to help us gauge and monitor our way through society. It is a form of giving us intelligence, social intelligence, and, you know, personal relationships, how we can interact with others, not only with others, but how we interact with ourselves. Because if the scripture says, once again, I went into the biblical aspects of things, so I make no apologies for that. But as the Bible stated, said that as a man thinketh, so is he. So we're attempting, we want to relate and share these different nuggets in life with you to give you an understanding of you can change your situation just by one simple trick, and that is changing the way you view things in life. And so we want to just go ahead and discuss with you knowing your emotions. According to the recent survey poll, as I'm reading here from online, it says that there are a million different ways you can feel. But scientists have classified human emotions to a few basics that everyone can recognize. Joy, acceptance, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, and anticipation. But the most one that recently came up that usually comes up is jealousy, for example, is a manifestation of fear. Fear that you're not as good as or something else. Fear of being abandoned because you're not perfect or the best. Knowing what kinds of situations causes these emotions and able to tell the difference between your anger and fear is the most important thing. We are all born with just two basic emotions. That is the fear of falling. Excuse me. We're born with two fears in life. That is the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. That's what every human being that is birthed into the world possesses when they enter into the world. The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So sometimes you have to go throughout the day and ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? Do you have conversations with yourself, men? If so, how do you keep a journal of what's going on, either mentally or writing it down, or nowadays just texting yourself, giving yourself a text or sending yourself an email of how you're feeling at a certain situation. Well, let's just take an example. You're having a conversation with your boss or with your wife or girlfriend or whoever's in your life at that particular time. And routine conversation. How was your day? I was wondering if you have a minute. I would like to share some things with you. In the moment, you feel as though that, hey, what's going on? You're trying to find out, why do they want to talk to me? They didn't seem too happy, and I don't know what's going on. So immediately fear starts to set in, and you're going through your mind, what could this be about? Is this something I did last week, something I did last month, something that I forgot to do, or did they finally find me out? Is this my moment? Is this the final act? And all those things that go through one's mind when we're in that state, simply because someone said they would like to have a conversation with you, if you don't mind. So right there, you need to just settle down and ask yourself, how am I feeling about this situation? And try to be honest as you can with yourself, because the most effective lie is the one that you tell yourself. Not what the lies that someone else tells you, but the lie that you tell yourself is the most effective lie. So you have to be true to thyself. So if you're feeling upset, you're feeling fearful, you're feeling ashamed, you're feeling remorse, allow yourself that moment, that space to share that with yourself. Say, hey, I'm not feeling comfortable with the upcoming events in terms of having a conversation with my boss. Am I being demoted? Am I being fired? What's going on? And that's all natural. It's just a fear. It's an uncomfortable feeling that you're experiencing. There's no need to go off on the deep end. There's no need to clam up and just shut down. It may be that he's simply calling you in to give you a pat on the back because you did something remarkable and someone called in or emailed in or even texted and said, hey, your employee over there, that gentleman that I came in looking for a certain part, no one seemed to find it. He took the time out to share with me some of his time and his expertise, and I walked out a brand new person because I found exactly what I was looking for. And what I'm going to do all my business with your company from here on out. And all that time, you were thinking that something was going to be bad. Now, take it in your relationship. Your wife wants to talk to you, and she has this certain look on her face, and you immediately say, "What do you want to talk about?" "Well, I just, you know, just want to have a conversation with you. We need to talk." Men, you know, when we hear that statement that we need to talk, we've been taught that it's not going to be good. That's part of the male role belief system. That is not always the truth with women. When a woman says that she needs to talk, it means that she wants to share with you. She wants to ask questions. She wants to have a better understanding of situation that maybe you can perhaps help her out with. It's not always the case that they're going to be against us. Women are not against us, men. They're for us. They want to see us providing. They want to see us being healthy, emotionally, physically, financially. They're not out to get us. So that's another myth that we're going to dispel as a result of the male role belief system. The belief that all women are out to get us. Was your mother out to get you when she was raising you? Was your sister out to get you when she was rooting for you in the stands when you was playing basketball, baseball, or football? No, they was your biggest and loyal supporters. So let's do away with all that negative thinking of women. Remember, it's a man's world, according to James Brown, but it simply means nothing without a woman or a girl. But back to the emotions of things. As I asked earlier, do you really sit down and just take time out with yourself and understand what's going on? Why did I feel that way? Why did I say that? Why am I not understanding what's going on with my emotions? I remember when I first got into studying and researching emotions that I had to be quite honest and very sincere with myself and say, hey, that situation there, that remark, it upset me. It made me feel uncomfortable. And I didn't know how to express it. I didn't know how to allow others to understand what I was going through for fear of being ridiculed. Like, oh, you're such of a wuss. You're such of a sissy. Y'all, you just take it and keep moving. But if I was taking it and kept moving, I was hiding it in my subconscious. And at the weirdest times, that emotion would show up. And I would embarrass myself, embarrass others, and just make a mess of things until I got a complete understanding, got down to the root of the situation of what was going on with me. It wasn't necessarily the outside world, my fellow human being. It was me. I was responsible for the way that I was acting. I was responsible for the way that I was expressing myself. No one on the face of the earth can make another person do anything. It is our choice. But if we only have the choices of the male role belief system, of course we're going to make those bad choices in life because we're under the belief that, hey, I'm not supposed to cry. I'm not supposed to show my emotions because a real man mans up and he goes on about his business. But the emotional part of it, you're hiding it and you're suppressing that. And you're a ticking time bomb, men, when you do that. It is best that you set your boundaries. You let an individual know that, hey, I'm uncomfortable with the way that you're speaking to me. I'm uncomfortable with your tone at this moment. Can we find another avenue? Or perhaps let's take a time out and step away from the situation and review and come up with an ideal that's best conducive for the both of us. Because if one is on one page and the other one is on another page, one wants to be happy and the other one wants to be angry, say, how can you just ignore what you just said to me? What do you mean? I was just joking with you. Well, it was a joke. Stop being such of a girl. And most men do not want to hear that. They fall into that I'm not a punk syndrome. That's another thing of the male role belief system. But if you have not told the individual that you had a problem with that, my understanding by studying psychology is that there never was a problem until you bring it to the individual's attention. So setting boundaries, taking journals, all these things are very, very important, men, in controlling our emotional health as we go throughout the day. We're living in a very busy, fast-paced society, and you asking yourself, how can I take time out? Well, it's simply just taking 5 minutes to close your eyes and just meditate. Meditating is not 2 and 3 hours at a time. No, you can sit back and relax on the situation, the conversation that you had. I remember growing up or just recently that I had a conversation with someone and I just went right into something else that was that I thought that was important. And I had to take a test, a math test. I could not figure out what 3 + 3 was, y'all. I couldn't figure out the square root of 4. I just could not do it. And as I did my research on why I could not wrap my thoughts around the analogies of simple math, came up with some simple solution, is that my mind was not there. I was clouded with thoughts of the past conversation I'd have that was not an intense conversation, but it was an uncomfortable one. It was one that very sensitive in nature, and I forgot to take a time out to assess what was said. Sometimes we think we heard something when we really didn't. We walk away and say, yeah, I heard everything that you said. But no, you did not. 90% of conversating is listening. Listening. Not only listening important, is also listening attentively. Observing one's body language of the person speaking. We're living in a day and an age whereby there's wireless communication, but the first and foremost wireless communication ever invented on society, which wasn't invented, is nonverbal communication. Have you ever been in a situation or a conversation where someone, where they're saying one thing, but their body language was showing you something quite different? It's like, oh, something's not matching up here. You know when a person is smiling, but yet and still their eyes are showing anger. You know a person saying that they're sad, but yet and still they're happy, and you're confused because you're getting mixed messages. So there's important things to pay attention and notice what the person is saying, how they're saying it, the speed they're saying it, and the tone in which he was saying. But also, listening. You have to sit back. You can't be wondering with your eyes. You have to give your full attention. And nod in agreement at times, or if you disagree, just slightly, just shake your head to the left or the right to let that person know, I'm not quite understanding. And that right there, my friends, will nip a lot of these miscommunications, these feelings of fear or not being the best, not perfect. We nip all that in the bud, just practicing nonverbal communication and taking a mental note of how you are processing the information that you're receiving. I know I got into a rant right there, and I was feeling quite good about what I was saying. I forgot to go to another music break, so let's take the opportunity to go to this music break, and I'll be right back. We're going to do our first PSAs, public service announcement. So sit back and relax. I'll be right back. This is your host, Todd McCleary, for It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World, at www.radio.dominican.edu.
He plays by sense of smell. Always have a replay. Never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid shall play the mean pinball. He can't beat me now. I've always been the champ. I know every trick. No freak's gonna beat my hand.
Welcome back to It's a Man's World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. Now, it's a segment where we're going to talk about what's going on in society in terms of upcoming events. First, we'd like to begin with Marin Ballet, 50th anniversary coming up in Tiburon, April the 13th at College Marin. Doors open at 7 p.m. 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. Performance starts at 8. They will be celebrating the past, present, and future. The 50th anniversary reunion performance features current ballet students performing alongside professional dancers who have studied at Marin Ballet. The evening's program features a new works by established choreographers and return of some favorites works from Marin Ballet archives. To learn more about, to obtain tickets, please go visit Marin Ballet's blog and online at www.marinballet.org. Tickets will be available online beginning March 11, 2013. Once again, Marin Ballet 50th anniversary, when April 13th at 8 p.m. at College Marin Performing Arts Center in Kentfield, California. Welcome back to It's a Man's World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. And at this moment, we'd like to recap some of the topics that we're discussing with you today. Our topic today was anger and how to best define it and how to use it effectively in our lives. You know, in society today, that when most men are confronted with issues in life and they have to go and stand before the man, meaning the court system, the judge, they're often given a sentence, no pun intended, of anger management. 52 weeks of discovery of what emotions are, the laws around anger management and domestic violence. So if you're like me and you like to save money, you should tune in every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. because I went through the system a few years ago. Well, not a few years ago, 20 years ago. That's how I got involved with anger management. I was involved in a situation with a young lady that I was dating and, you know, was operating in the male role belief system, believing that I can say what I want, when I want, and how I wanted to say it, which was quite wrong. And I found out the hard way that there's a lot of some people do not like that. And it was quite costly. At almost $50 a pop for 52 weeks and probation after that, first and only time being in trouble in life, it really was an eye-opener. I remember the judge told me, who happened to be African-American here in Marin County, my first offense, he told me, he said, son, if I see you in here ever again on anything, I'm immediately giving you 3 years in San Quentin. Whoa, do you know that opened my eyes real quick? 3 years San Quentin, first offense. And I really straightened my act up then, y'all. So do not take the route that I took in terms of understanding and coming to realization of what emotions are and how to control your anger. That was behind me. I'm moving forward now. Now I'm sharing with men the value of emotions. Emotions can save your life at times. As we were talking earlier, we talked about the situation dealing with adrenaline. There have been reports, countless reports worldwide, that mothers or fathers protecting their young because or perhaps they was locked in the car behind an accident, or they had to run through a fire to get to their favorite possessions or their pet or the children. What took over? The adrenaline. They were angry at the situation and they wanted to do something about it. And they chose, not even chose, it's just an automatic response. Regardless of what's going on, I am going to make this happen. The adrenaline kicked in. Able to pick up cars, able to move heavy objects, able to just do some unbelievable things because of the adrenaline. And I would say anger. So there's good anger and there's bad anger. We're going to focus on both, but we're mainly going to focus on the bad anger, the anger that we believe to be true because of the male role belief system, the belief that gets us all men in trouble sooner or later. You know, when I was growing up, we went to the bars and we fought it out. Why? You're supposed to be there to have a good time. Well, that's just the way we do it, Doc. My father did it, his father did it, and that's the way I'm going to do it. And I hope my son would do the same way, because I do not want to raise no punk in society. That is a male role belief system myth, men. It does not work. It works against you. And I'm here to tell you that there is a better way to control your life and your emotion. It is called emotional intelligence. And before it's all said and done, we're going to have you on that path to really understanding what emotions are. We talked about the basic emotions. We talked about the sadness, the fear, pain, anguish, not feeling perfect, not being the best. These are all products of the male role belief system. And I'm under the strong impression that it has been designed to really hamper men. Oftentimes when research is done in terms of emotions, when we want to have surveys conducted, And just take, for example, you know, I'm not against, you know, taking surveys of advertisement for women. But recently I've been thinking, how does the advertising affect men? All the beer commercials, all the gladly dressed women, all the car possessions. I mean, you know, commercial that said, if you have this car, you're going to do this. You're going to the cologne, the body wash. All these things are designed to really help support the male role belief system myth. None of these commercials that was aired of this past weekend when I was spending time with my family in San Francisco watching professional basketball, and especially the end of the March Madness, we're dealing with the Final 16 and the 8, I've noticed most of the commercials were geared towards men. Certain beers that you had to drink to be popular, to hang out with your buddies. It's all men's getting together, watching the basketball games, eating chicken, while the women were serving the beers or bringing the chicken wings in that was, you know, was really dressed in tight, you know, attractive clothing, showing cleavage, and the men were baited into all that. So how does all of that affect men? Maybe I should do my senior thesis on that. Advertising geared towards men. How do they really keep us in that box? How that keeps us in believing the male role belief system, that we're not supposed to show anger. We're not supposed to show sadness, pain, or fear. Men, we've been set up to fail in society behind this system. Countless men that I've counseled, countless men that I speak with, and they all tell me, if I just made that one decision to just walk away, I wouldn't be in the situation that I am in now. As I stated on previous segments, I said, in, you know, kind of a humorous way, you know, just trying to make light of the situation, I often think about Harriet Tubman, which he did when the slaves were freed, but they didn't know it and they didn't know how to get out of the situation or get to freedom. She went back. She put her life in danger. I'm not going to put my life in danger, but I will tell you this, that I will take all of the negativity that will be bestowed upon me for believing in what I believe, but I want to go back and help men. I want to help the young boys of society today and be the Harry Tubman. I want to bring you out of this emotional bondage that we're in. I want to bring you out this emotional false belief that we can't be anything if we do not have the most expensive car. We don't have this type of wife or this type of house or these type of clothes or this amount in the bank account. It's not true. When you get to know thyself, nothing else is really that important. It's all great and dandy to have those things in life, but if you do not know thyself, how can anyone else know you? So that's the purpose of the program, getting men to know themselves on a much more intimate level. Well, Doc, I know myself. My name is so-and-so. I work at such and such a job. Those are titles that have been given to you. But who are you as a person? What do you believe in? What do you support? Can you be honest with yourself and with others? Well, I love the color pink. What? Ain't no man wearing no pink. How can you love pink? That's my choice, and I'm standing by it. I love the color pink. I think it looks nice on me. For years, growing up as a teenager, that it was taboo for a man to wear pink. But one day I decided to step out of the box, per se, and to put on a pink shirt. And you know what? I look quite dandy. I was very sharp in the pink. I'm getting a lot of compliments from the ladies, fellas, that there's nothing wrong with wearing pink. Pink is only a color. It's all behind the male role belief system. Just a brief nugget of what we're going to discuss next week. We're going to talk about colors. What's a male color and what's a female color? You know, when we're born and we're given that blanket, our first blanket, for the men, for the males, they say it should be blue. And for the females, it should be pink. Why is that? Why is that? If you were to wrap a young boy in pink blanket and dress him in pink, is he become very ladylike, girlish? No. I think not. Vice versa. If you were to dress a girl in all blue and supposedly men colors, is she would have to take on the nature and the attitude of a male? I don't think so. So that's just a tidbit of what we're going to talk about next week. And I appreciate you tuning in today's topic, anger. Remember, when you're dealt with an uncomfortable situation, take a break. Take a breather. Count to 10 and ask yourself, what's going on here? What can I benefit from this? It's not always the negative of a situation. It is how you control the situation that best befits it. So with that said, take care of yourself and take care of others and enjoy life. Remember, this is the birth of a new day. Now go share your presence of life with someone else. I'm your host, Todd McCleary, and this has been a segment of It's a Man's World here at radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you next week here on world famous Penguin Radio. God bless. Chick say she ain't down with chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed. That's what we do. That's who we be. BLACKEYEDD to the